episode 2880 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Another fun question from someone who wanted to know whether or not, let's see now, the exact language is, if a job seeker walked into your company dressed to impress with a resume in hand, would someone meet with him or her on the spot? What do you think I'm going to say, folks? Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn and elsewhere. It will help other people because there are individuals who are trying to do this, and I want to, shall we say, give them advice. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If a job seeker walked into your company dressed to impress with a resume in hand, would someone meet with him or her on the spot? I know the answer to this one. The answer is no. You're asking them to interrupt their day or their schedule. You've got a resume in hand, which lets me know you're relatively junior. They may not have a job for you. Why should they talk to you? That you may not have experience that matters to them. Why should they talk to you? You're interrupting them. Why should they allow themselves to be interrupted when they have other things to do? They may send someone to talk to you for 2 seconds who says, thank you, I'll give your resume to so-and-so, or I'll give your resume to the right person, which is more likely. I'm not going to mention a name for fear that you'll actually start calling that person. But they'll say something like, we'll give your resume to the right person, and if we're interested, we'll be back in contact. So the probability is no, especially in major urban centers where you have to go into the office building with security. And with security, they're going to call upstairs, determine you don't have an appointment, say, leave the resume with us, and it may never get upstairs. So the probability is no, it's not going to work. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.